ready for transformation as you listen to God's word through his servant. For inquiries, contact the Seed Sowers Ministry on 080-666-27754 or 090-5221-6374. Or you can email us at the Seed Sowers Ministry 18@gmail.com. Be blessed as you listen.
Now, who did you receive? Way making us to understand that several don't know who they received. When the purpose of a thing is not known, abuse is inevitable. So several don't know who they received, and we have so many things going on among us today, around us. And there are basic points. Jesus Christ, our sanctifier and righteousness, in part 2. Jesus Christ, our healer and health. Jesus Christ, the baptist. This is the person who received. Jesus Christ, the sanctifier and righteousness, the baptizer, the coming king. Jesus Christ, the savior. And we talked about understanding how to walk in deliverance from sin and so many other things. The reason why the Lord led us this way foundationally is because if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Many people don't have the foundation of victory above sin. Jesus Christ, Jesus means Yehoshua, which means Savior. So if anybody encounters the ministry of Christ, the first thing is that I'm saved, delivered. From what? From sin. From sickness, from Satan. Those are the three S that he delivered us from. So when a proper gospel is not preached, a wrong message will be believed. That's why in the churches today, you have so many things. People want to sin. They ask forgiveness first and then go to sin. Lord, this thing I want to do, please forgive me. Because I have to lie to that man. And they do it. You find a lot of things going on in the Christian body today. And many times when I see a lot of things, I ask myself, I said, did I receive another Jesus? Jesus Christ is the Savior. And when you tell the world that Jesus Christ is the Savior and you yourself are not, you are not delivered. You are not, what did he save you from? I remember if you want to offend people, tell them that Jesus Christ has saved me from sin and I don't commit sin again. See, today, when I preach that message, I used to say it with boldness. I don't commit sin.
I don't commit sin.
I'm not a sinner. Now, is it hard? I don't understand. It's, you say, don't talk like this. It's pride, though. It's not pride. You have not understand the word of God. I'd like you to bow your heart in humility to this. What does the Bible teach us? If you don't know it, you'll be rubbished in life. If you don't know it, your faith will be handicapped. Bible says some have made a shipwreck of their faith. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Let me stay a little on that, maybe for 2 minutes. You have known it before. Paul said, to say the same things unto you, for me is not grievous, for you it is safe. Even for me that is talking, it is safe. So even though I've known it before, let me say it again. Jesus Christ came to deliver us from the grip and gall of sin and sinfulness. That is, now, the main work Christ came to do was not to come and heal the sick. It was not the, imagine that he healed the sick, he raised the dead, and somehow the cross did not happen. All that, what would that have been? Jesus Christ would have been another great Elijah, another great Isaiah or something. What made him different? Thank you, Jesus. Who do men say I am? Some say you are a prophet. Oh, they saw the miracles. Oh, Elijah did something. Well, we read about Moses. This how a great prophet is among us. Some said you are Elias. He saw your works. But you are Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, this can't be flesh and blood. The Father had given you a revelation of the main work I'm supposed to do. What makes Jesus the Son of God? What brought him to that place of sonship? He would not have fulfilled himself as the Son of God if he didn't die on the cross. No. He wouldn't. Because God wanted to achieve something. He wanted to release his life. He wanted to offer his life so that we could get his life. And if Jesus did not die, if he did not get to that point of the cross, we wouldn't have anything. So when he died on the cross, he said, it is finished. Please, I'd like you to know, if you have truly received Jesus, there's something about sin and you. There's a difference. The moment you receive Christ, you hate sin. It's not, if that has not happened to you, there's something is wrong. You hate sin immediately. You may mistakenly sin, not consciously sin again. Mistakenly, and which you come back, Lord, I'm sorry. This is not the type of sin you sin. Then after you had another powerful message, that's when you go out. That's not what I'm talking. So I like to emphasize that Jesus Christ is the Savior. Praise the name of the Lord. And we are not boasting. The Lord has set me free from sin, and I'm calling you into this same boat. Today is 38. The Lord will teach us how to bring these things around here. Today is not revision, and I'd love to revise. Study 8, the ministry of the word, part 1, will be contributing to as the Lord will help us. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. One person should open Matthew 4, 4, that's our text. Somebody, Joshua 1, 8. Before we distribute teachers, let's trust God. Please, you also prepare because I'm also ready to learn from you. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, somebody read Joshua 1, verse 8. The ministry of the word, the ministry of the word. And then, before we go on. Yes, Matthew 4, 4.
When he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
Can I have another version?
But Jesus answered.
Sir, state your version, sir.
But Jesus answered, the scripture says, human beings cannot live on bread alone, but we need every word that proceeds.
Mm-mm. Okay, sir. Who is Jesus talking to? Okay.
People do not live by bread, but by every word that comes from the mouth.
What is surprising me there is that he didn't say Christians. He didn't say born again believers. This scripture said human beings. Another verse.
Living by. But Jesus told him, no, for the scriptures tell us that bread won't feed men's souls.
Obedience
to every word of God is what we need.
Another version.
Amplified. But he replied, it has been written, man shall not live and be upheld, sustained by bread alone.
I want you to see something there. Man shall not live, upheld, and be sustained by bread alone.
But every word that comes forth from the mouth of God.
Every word that comes from the mouth of God. Does anybody have a message or something? Okay, contemporary English version.
Jesus answered, Jesus says, no one can live only on food.
Now look at this. No one
can live only on
food.
People need every word.
People need every word
that God has spoken.
My God. I stay with that. Lord, help us. So that it can apply to Jesus. Only you can help us. Please help us now. Take it again, sir.
Jesus answered.
Yes.
The scripture says, no one can live only on food.
No one. Alaji, Alaja, Mukandam, Ustas, Pastor, Prophet, Cameroonians, Nigerians, Americans. No man. Nobody. No person, yes?
People need every word that
God has spoken.
Jesus answered.
Yeah, that message is very funny. He quoted it, telling you that this thing, we are not just, it's not something God just cough out. It's a matter that has forever, oh God, thy word is settled. So we're not just quoting something. Yes? It takes more than bread to stay alive.
It takes a steady stream of words from God's mouth.
Don't know, this passion has brought something to us. Take it again, sir.
It takes more than bread.
It takes more than bread to stay alive.
It takes a steady stream of God's
word. A what?
A
A what? A steady stream of what? Of words from God's mouth. Please, how many of us are here that believes the Bible? You believe it? Okay. So whatever we open for you here today, will you do it? Because so many times it has been said, but you didn't do it. Joshua 1:8. Yes.
Be sure that the book of the law is always read in your worship. Study it day and night, and make sure that you obey everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful.
What do I say is that? Good news. Love us.
Study the book of instruction.
Study the book of instruction.
Continually.
Meditate on it day and night.
So
you will be sure to obey everything written in it.
Only then.
Are we following? Because I don't want to be. Do we understand that scripture? How many steps do you take to be prosperous in life? How many steps? Okay. What do you need to be prosperous in life? Okay. It's clever. Okay. 2 Timothy 3:16. Thank you, sir. What version is that, sir?
NIV.
Yes, sir.
And is useful for teaching.
All scripture is God's breath. And is useful for teaching,
rebuking,
correcting,
and training in righteousness.
Did you see those, the ministry of the word? For what?
For training in righteousness.
And start again.
All scripture is God's breath.
Uh-huh.
It is useful for teaching.
Rebuking.
Correcting.
So when you are in a fellowship or something, everything is always, woo! You are in the wrong place. The 365 days. Woo! Hallelujah! I'm feeling there's something wrong in that fellowship. Because it's suitable for what? For teaching and for what? There is a rebuking. Rebuke. Yes?
Correcting.
Eh?
Correcting.
Correcting. Rebuke is very correct, though. It's different, though. Don't the Bible. Rebuke is very correct. Say, brother, why you don't do like that? You have to use everything, you have to do things by love. We are rebuking him now. We're not correcting him. You have to know. Rightly dividing the word of truth. You see, when you misapply scriptures, you produce wrong people. You will produce, that's why the church has produced wrong people continually. When you auto-correct by the word, you were rebuking. When you auto rebuke, you were correct. It's different. We're going to go there. Yes, sir.
Correcting and training in righteousness.
And what?
And training in righteousness.
You see, there's a training in righteousness. Training. And the version. If I don't read now, I'm disamplified. I want to say, yes, another version. NLT. What is true?
To make us realize,
this one is breaking it more simpler. What is true? To make us realize what is wrong in our lives.
It corrects
us well. See, you know, okay, yes, Lord. Do you know somebody saying, hey, I can't hear God. I don't know, maybe it's God telling me to do this or not. Read that Bible. Listen now. Yes?
All scripture is inspired by
God. This is inspired by God. This is useful to teach us what is true. If anybody is looking for what is true, this is what. There is nothing
I used to say something. I don't respect your anointing. It can't be greater than the Bible. I don't care. If 85 dead people has risen up under your ministry, once you are saying what is not here, all together, is trash. I don't care. It's trash. Trash. If you want to know what is true, all scripture. All scripture, not some scriptures. All scripture. Oh, the principle of all scripture. You see, many of us, when we are looking for light towards a particular matter, many are looking for a verse that will guide or direct this thing that God is telling them to do. No. It is the principle of all scripture. And I explain. What it means is, whatsoever verse lights to you must agree with all scripture. You must take your premise of obedience from the agreement of all scriptures. You don't take a verse and build a doctrine. You don't take a verse and build a leading. You must check the verse that is pointing a direction to you in respect to all scripture. I'll bring that a little bit more closer. Thank you, Lord. Do you know that in Genesis, the Bible says Sarah was a fair woman? You don't know? Rebecca was a fair woman. In case you were looking for a wife, and suddenly you just saw that scripture, and it came, she will be fair. She will be a virgin. Oh Lord, I'm not cooking it all. I'm telling you practically what is real, what has happened to somebody new. I didn't cook it up. Lord, where is the support? Now went to that place. She's fair. There was an instance of somebody that God told that she was going to marry a virgin. She's going to be a virgin. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So as I'm practically, as she was now asking questions from the sister that he believed that God led him to, part of the question is, are you a virgin? When that one now say no, in him, this is the best. And this person is not a virgin. So it's not a question. In God's leading of who to marry, what is important? By the standard of all scripture. You see, you are not talking. I'm talking about a real problem now. I'm telling you how people have missed God. And they say it was God that spoke to them. When you are not operating from the context of all scripture, you will miss so many things out. I said she's not a virgin. God led that to Sister Rome, okay? Well, after asking questions, she's not a virgin. She can't be the one. She saw Sister Tamedo firing for God in the fellowship. I said, this person must be strong for the Lord. I'm perceiving she will be the one. She went there again. So I found, my past life before the Lord saved me. Went to Sister Romoke again. And that's how he went like that and discovered that there's no virgin among the one the Lord has been leading me to. And the one he saw that is a virgin, purpose is not the same. The question is, when you are receiving a leading and you see a verse that clicks in your heart, don't stop. Study. You can miss God. Don't be proud. Agree. I can miss God. It is when you say, no, I'm always right. You are not. It's possible that you don't hear well. That's why he placed teachers in the church. Because if not, they say you are the only one and you don't need anyone that anyone should teach you anything. You know all things. No, some people will bring that scripture. I don't need anybody to teach me. I know all things. No? Some of you do not understand what that context of that scripture is saying. That scripture is not saying that you know. If you know all things, what's the essence of fellowship? What's the essence of Bible study? What's the essence of that? Since you know all things, you stay at home. No. That scripture is simply saying that you have the one in you who knows
so that whatsoever you hear from outside, it can confirm your spirit and guide you. You need teachings. That's why there are teachers. All scripture is given and is suitable. You need to see, that's why you'll be cheated if you are not a student of the Bible. Many of us are seated here. Thank you, Lord. Finish that scripture. Yeah.
All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true.
Mm-hmm.
And to make us realize what is wrong in our lives.
What is wrong in our lives?
It corrects us when we are wrong.
It corrects us when we are wrong.
And teach us to do what is right.
That scripture breaks it down. Is there a message there? If amplified. Okay?
Everything in the scripture is God's word. All of it is useful for teaching.
Now, this is a problem we have with Muslims. Everything in the scripture is
God's word.
Somebody will say, it is written in your word. God gives and God takes. Who made that statement? Job. So when somebody dies, say, brother, God gives and God takes. It's in the Bible. Come and see. Is God good?
Yes.
I many of you have seen that Bible says, God said, I created evil. What's the meaning of that? Some say, come and see. He's the one that is causing killings everywhere. He said, created evil. Okay, let me say the name of the church. A pastor, a family, were traveling for one of the major meetings that churches hold. All this December and all these other programs. A minister of God, ran into, I think, a standing trailer. All family, except the sister that was talking to me. I think that was safe. In our school, a preacher was supposed to be invited for a meeting and they have booked him to come and preach in a big fellowship conference or meeting. He was to come this week. He went for a program. Him and all the family perished in an accident. God give it. God take it. I created him. It's in the Bible. What do you say to that? You're quiet. Somebody almost shout on me. Come. He said, what are you saying? How can God be looking like this? Boko Haram entered deeper life. Shot everybody. Where was God? Stopping pastor like this. Can't he defend them? Is it not because some of us don't really absolutely trust that God? You want to redeploy. God, you are powerful. There is a mental assent we have to the Bible, not a heart agreement. Someone tells us that is God true. Ah, God is powerful. But inside you, say, let's have wisdom. Let's have wisdom. Can God keep everybody? Can God keep so? When inside you, you say, I don't like traveling. That place is too far. Because something tells you your tire may burst on the road. Arm robbers may rob you. There is a problem that I don't know if it's a matter that I don't know if we can sit down to study. There are some scriptures that I've said, I said, God, why did you put this one there? Job said, you give and you take. And you are telling us that every scripture, what are you saying? I want two contributions quickly. Oh, yeah. Say this. Oh, yeah. On that word, oh, yeah, brother, let me read it again so that everybody can talk.
Everything in the scripture.
Hey, see that one, though.
Is God's word.
Mm-hmm.
All of it is useful for teaching,
mm-hmm,
and helping people,
mm-hmm,
and for correcting them,
mm-hmm,
and showing them how to live.
Amplify.
Every scripture is God-breathed and profitable for instruction, for reproof and conviction of sin, for correction of error,
for correction of error,
and discipline in obedience.
Ah, that one is, oh my God. Please keep it first. Keep it. Lord, help us. Two people, quickly. As we agree on what to teach tomorrow, because it's very wide. Yes? Quickly. Who want to talk to us? They say every scripture is given by inspiration of God. Amen. Don't even let me even go to God knows that. And some people say God knows everything. Adam and Eve, he made the garden. He put the garden and he knows they are going to eat it. And he put it there. And they ate it. He still punished them. What's all of that? Don't go into that now. So, when the Bible says every scripture is given, what about all these places we are pointing to? No answer. Yes, sir. Quickly. Sit down, sir. Study. Don't think, sir.
One thing is, when we say scriptures means the word of God. Job was speaking from his own human understanding.
Okay.
When Job said God gave him that faith, he was speaking from his human understanding. Just as we think that we must use our human eye to estimate God. So even when we study the scripture, we should be able to analyze, is he God speaking or was he human perspective? It was Job himself. And at the end of the day, Job discovered that what he had said was wrong when God asked him some questions. So it was under man's intelligence that Job was in prison.
Thank you.
That word directly is not what, as in, it was from human sense, not from God at all.
Thank you, sir. Okay. I'll leave. Praise the Lord. Our head will scatter today. Where we are going, scatter. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Who want to die now?
I'm not a martyr.
Praise God. Let me tell you what happened. As I was coming down, I saw two outside girls. One small girl, another a little bit, and the elderly one was, playing with the young girl, and the small girl was laughing, holding the ball, and they were playing. And I loved the scene. I stood and I just liked the smile of the little girl. And the Lord said, do you like what you saw? I said, yes. I mean, they're happy. Do you think I didn't like them? To see people smile, to see people happy, to see people rejoice. And the Lord said, do you know who hates people smiling? The devil. He's the enemy of what that is called good. The Lord said, each time I see people cry, I'm not happy. Because heaven is not a place of tears. All tears shall be wiped away. And if the kingdom must come, thy kingdom come. I'm trying to bring what is in the kingdom of heaven down to you. Listen, it's not as if you can counteract what the Lord said. No. We are laying. I'm trying, see. Each time I sit with the Bible, it is a foolish man that just carry Bible. I can't explain what is there. You must face it with fear and trembling. The wisdom of him that wrote it, Bible says, is higher than yours. That's why he had to put his spirit in you. To what? To comprehend. Actually, this is foolishness altogether. To be honest. To be honest with you. It's foolishness. But it takes humility. And many times, because the word is not practical to your human sense, it's hard to do and obey it. It's hard to obey it. Yet, this is the secret and the solution. When the Bible says scripture is God's breath, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Thank you, Lord. God wanted to prove holiness through the life of Job. and he wanted to express himself and give many generations instruction. And God said, I pick you, for example. God wanted to use Abraham to teach us faith, to teach us so many things, and that through him, Christ may be born. That was his intention. Agar was not part of the inspiration.
Oh, you're not following.
His inspiration is faith. A father of many nations have I made you, through who? One born, Isaac. Agar was not part of my inspiration. Listen to this. It's not what I ordained. If it's what I ordained, I won't question you. I won't tell you walk before me and be thou made perfect. No, it's not. Agar was not part of it. I'll let you know that what you see is God using the mistake of man. Now, God is so wise that he can make things to work together. Because if you say Agar was part of the problem, part of God's inspiration, and God wanted Agar to come in so that Ishmael could be born, so it is God that planted the Muslims. Why are we reaching them? Hey, it's the one, because Agar, Ishmael came from them. They are the lineage of Ishmael, the Kedars. When you read the Bible and you see the word Kedar, they are the ones. So understand that the inspiration of God battered scriptures. But as God, and see what God is doing, in the Bible, God uses the lives of men to bring his word to us. Hope you know that this, if these words were just what God said from the beginning, God was just talking. Him alone was talking. He did nothing. He was just talking. And he talked, bam, till he ended. And we never saw what he did with the life of Mr. A, what he did with the life of Mr. B. How would the word of God be practical to us? It wouldn't be practical to us. How a man used the instruction of God to conquer lands. How a man used the word of God to do this. How a woman received a baby through this. How a woman was healed by the word of God. How are we going to see it real to us? Let me tell you the beautiful thing. If I have read the Quran, if you look at the Quran, there is no place where there is a personal relationship between that God and man. There's no place. It's just all about talking. Just giving Prophet Muhammad instructions. There was no relationship. The word was not incarnated in man. It has no life. Until it enters into a life, it can't release life. So there are things in the Bible that was not part of what the inspiration of God intended, that is here. Which Paul said they were written for our learning. We need to learn from them so that we don't make such mistakes. But that does not say everything there, it was God's inspiration, including when Noah was naked. Who was the one that saw his father's nakedness and did not cover it? Maybe Shem or something. Somebody will say that's also part of God's inspiration. No. I want you to see that as God wanted to use the lives of men as experiment, his inspiration was that I want to make something out of your life. But in the whole process, this one says, no, not this mistake, not that mistake. And that's all of it. And God is always trying to fix it up. To fix it up. You see how I try to fix Abraham up? You see how I try to fix David up most of the time? You know, in my own church, in Kerubim and Seraphim, sorry if you are from there, it's a good church. But not all of it is a good church. The same way Redeem and MFM, not all of it. Some pastors in Redeem are stealing. Some MFM are stealing. In my church, once we come in Kerubim and Seraphim, we kneel down. It is Psalm 51. Wash me with hyssop. It's a serious prayer. This one you're laughing. Farewell soap for me. That is, wash me with hyssop and I shall be clean. We don't remember the blood of Jesus. And I remained in sin for many years in my life. Our leader in the church can preach now. I'm the one that carries cross for him. Imagine. I am part of the Omogun. You know what they call Omogun? You know what they call Omogun? I blocked the door from demons, maybe to enter. I don't know, maybe I was blocking demons or something. But there are several of us that must stand at the door, and we have our clothes. It's soldier-like. And we train. So anytime he wants to go and preach, I will go and pick the cross and I have to march. So everybody knows he wants to preach. I must march. And I say, can't climb that thing. I must stand with the cross. I don't know what I'm defending. But this man can finish preaching and curse you. That was what I knew. So when we want to pray, it is, wash me with hyssop. Someone say, that's also part of the inspiration of God. No. David's prayer, based on David's understanding.
Oh, you're not following.
Inspiration of God was humility. The inspiration of God is a humble heart. That's the inspiration of God there.
Oh, you're not following this.
But you're not following this. David's heart was the inspiration of God. A heart that is humble. But the content of prayer was according to the understanding of the man that God was using. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
So now say, wash me with hyssop. Hyssop? God say hyssop. And in my church, you will not repeat that prayer. What's wrong with you? Then we have, we call it turari, incense. If you want to pursue witches, wizards, you want to do some serious spiritual something, then somebody goes. And goes like this. Now, they are trying to pick that from Revelation. That the 25 elders were holding incense. You see? And they were bringing that to the earth. You don't know that Revelation is a symbolic book. You think Jesus Christ is a lamb? Excuse me. Listen. Do you think Jesus Christ is actually a lamb? I'm not following what I'm talking about. Is Jesus Christ... Is that Jesus? What is the meaning of I saw a lamb? A symbol. You hear he has seven horns. With how many crowns? Maybe 10 crowns. How many heads? I've forgotten the number of heads. So you now see crowns on somebody that have seven horns. No, I picture that. Seven horns. Is that, eh? He looks like a beast. But is that Jesus? What's the book of Revelation? If God were to show John the real thing, he can't write it. Never. What do you say, Brother Leko? He will not come back. He can't come back. Because thou cannot see my face and live. Never. Do you remember there was a point the thunder spoke? Thunder speak. Real speaking. John wanted to stop that. He said, don't write that. Don't write that. Don't write that one. It's not for the end. There are things we are going to know in heaven. Some of you think heaven will be boring. Hallelujah. That's all of it. Some people think that's what we are going for.
My God.
See, sometimes when you don't know what is above, you are interested in things below. You know, sometimes so, no, you are pursuing a gate. There are some mad things. Sorry, friend, this is preview. If it was a church, I won't say that. There are some stupid things that is you have not tasted the heavenly things. That's the reason. When I saw that Paul was a man who said, we don't offend, our conscience is clear in the sight of God, in the sight of men. We don't do things that provide for dishonesty. We have disregard. And I said, why is Paul talking like this? I have fought the good fight of faith. Henceforth is laid before me. He was talking boldly. He was talking assuredly. I said, he has gone to the third heaven. There are things that when you see, you don't see. There are things that when you see, you don't see. You don't understand. You will see sin, you will say, forget it. It is not pride. It can't happen. Joseph saw something around age 17. He told Potiphar's wife, forget this thing. forget this thing. That's not a man that Jesus has died for. That's not a man living under the victory above sin. No revelation of cross. No revelation of discipleship. There was nothing like that. He just saw that moon and star, moon and sun, they were bowing for me. Every other sheet fell, only my own stood. That vision kept him for years.
He sir called me and said, yes, sir, where they posted me, Kiri Kasama, things like that, at that place, nobody, they said they'll be traveling. It's as if I'm the only one that'll be in no church and all of that. And I said, which Christian was around Joseph for how many years? Which discipleship program was Joseph attending? Was there any Bible? Did they carry the book of Moses from his land? Because they carried it without preparation and threw him inside the pit. How did he follow God for years? Let me tell you that. Oh my God. Thank you. The intention of God at first was not to have the Bible like this. It was to have it here. In the heart. That's why the covenant said, I will write my laws. Talk to me now. Where? In their hearts. Now, I will write. Oh, you're not following me. God could not succeed. This had to come. You wouldn't believe this. It's hard for you to believe. God will not succeed with that. He couldn't. If God could, this would not be. But this that we are holding is to cater for that which God cannot do. The first man that even described the oath and God began and said, will I succeed with it? Was Moses. When they wrote the thing on tables of stone so that you can go and show them, he was the first man that broke it. Bro, Joshua, what will you get? You broke it, you grinded it, when water, now give them to drink. Will that transform them? That was a great servant of God, acting in a way that even God was not happy. He broke it. And God began to see that. What God wanted to do, I will write my laws into your heart. But it couldn't succeed. I was wondering, for with all the things that God said Joshua to do, he just said this book. Just book. That's all he gave. Let's jump. So do you get the inspiration of God now?
Yes, sir.
You get it. So stop quoting some. I will have studied the prophets with you as this professor. I was reading so that the Lord helped me to say study some things. I was between verse I want to share this with you. Do you know something you are studying and you just said between verse 2 and verse 3 that you just cannot link in prophecy in the New Old Testament? You're just like, what's the link? What's the link? Okay, yeah, Isaiah talking and I was talking, you just say, this is the sign we're going to give to the children of Israel. A virgin shall give birth, and normally contextually, the thing looks contextual. But God went and hid his inspiration. So you're not following this. There's something about God. The prophet was prophesying as if he was talking to these people. But God went and hid it. I was reading the book of Hosea, Amos, and you just see the prophet speaking something that just, poof, he just switches from. What's the correlation? But God is the one speaking through the prophet, and he knows when what he's addressing. Many times the prophet does not know. That's why each time you sit with your Bible, it will be boring. Why? The Holy Spirit is not dwelling. You'll be sleeping. But the Bible is like a light. Nobody looks at the sun and feels sleepy. Try it. You look at the sun and judge. Try it. How many people can do that? The light in the world is greater than that kind of light.
Yes.
If you are studying scripture and the light beams, you can't feel dizzy. You can't sleep. You can't. It is when the Holy Spirit does not open the scriptures that you feel this. Oh, Jesus. Ma. All right. Our manual. It is an express truth that the word of God is the means of survival for all believers. Any believer without God's word in him is undernourished. Is that true? That's very true. Jesus overcame the devil by the word. Did he use any method? I have heard people say that when there is a matter against the devil, you speak in tongues. I don't see it scripturally. Which power is in you? Speak now.
Something like that. You see,
I want you to understand scriptures. There's nothing like that. No, there's nothing like that.
You are only speaking in
terms
of dead life. You are not doing anything to the devil.
No one said, kind of tongues that make devil afraid. It's not, there's nothing like that. Listen, there's nothing like that. You can prove it if you have it in mind. You speak in tongues to edify your spirit that you may receive from the Lord. If I pray, I pray in the spirit. I pray with my understanding. If I sing, I sing in the spirit. Sing my understanding. Paul never mentioned where he rebuked the devil or cast out a demon with tongues. Is that in the Bible? My personal education. I'm very careful with the way I use tongues. Very careful. Very careful. It's by their fruit you shall know them, not by their tongues. You don't know people by their tongues. Hope you know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. If you don't know people by their tongues, by their fruit, devil said, because I believe that's the devil, the demons. Not even demons speak, it's the devil that is speaking. Jesus, I know, by his tongues, by his fruit. Paul, I know, by his tongues, by his fruit. The Bible says, and he rebuked or cast out the spirit by the word of his mouth. Out! Speak. Well, somebody now may ask a question. Okay, but you talk about language issue. Okay, if a demon is among Hausa people and I'm an English person, do I have to say, what is go in Hausa?
Tefi.
If I say, out! Will the demon say what? What are you
talking?
It's Tefi that I understand. Eh? Thank you, Lord. I want you to know that demons are confined to the realm of human beings. This is not a study of demons. I will have teach you that it is only human language. This is their realm. It is the language. This is, you know, demons can't function when there is a man. They function with humans. It's their realm. So if you are speaking, function as somebody on the earth. Listen, this is very important in spiritual authority. Whether you speak his language or not your language, but when you speak based on your understanding in this realm, they understand. But when you are praying in tongues, it's heavenly. That's not their realm. You are communicating with God, not casting out anything. Say, want to fight spiritual warfare now? Let's pray in tongues. No. No. I will teach you another side of prayer Whenever it's a level, when you reach a point where you are speaking in tongues on an issue, you have to be trained by the Lord. And when you reach there, there's a knowing. You don't know what you are saying in words, but there's a knowing that this is what you are praying about. Oh. The Lord will strengthen us. I grant you understanding. It's deeper. Jesus overcame the devil by the word. He used a common phrase, it is what? According to that scripture, what does the devil understand? What is what? What is written? Because Jesus Christ could have said, man shall not live. No, he had to say, it is written. Why is he talking? Okay, I wanted to rebuke. Turn this stone to bread, if that be the Son of God. Man shall not live by bread. He said, he started with what? It is written. Why? Why do you have to start that way? Somebody help me. Why did he have to start that way? Anybody? Nobody? Nobody? Ah. Not your Bible study student. Why did you just have to start with it is written? Yes. Thank you, sir. Somebody else. Because the first emphasis in tomorrow's class is it is written. Yes, somebody else. Why did Jesus have to use it is written? He could have said it like my brother said. He could have said, man shall not, but why did he have to say it is written? Yes, sir. Settled in heaven. God has said, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm coming to that word, verdict. Yes, sir. God. So it was the word that he said. Yes, sir.
Praise
finally,
God.
Hallelujah.
Let's understand it that the Lucifer, when he was devil, his name was Lucifer. When he was on earth, his name was changed to Satan. Now, because he has the advantage of time, and he knows somebody have advantage of time when they have lived for a long time in a particular realm, which is earth. Now, he knows that the spoken word of God, he has no authority on it. He knows how this thing operates. He was there before. Now, the Lord himself brought it to the prophets in written. So, the only way to make, in fact, even in Nigeria context, where you agree with somebody, maybe a contract or a land, and you say, you know, I bought that land over there.
Mm-hmm.
And you are talking to a lawyer,
mm-hmm,
that I have a land.
That's it.
And somebody just brings pen and paper,
that's
black
it
and white,
valid
and present it,
sir,
nullifies our statement.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because of love. So, on that revelation, Jesus tells the devil, as an example for us, that it is written. You know this thing. It's not that it's, now I say, pastor, say, devil is a bastard. You can't see, it's not scriptural. Devil is a bastard. Even Michael has not said that. Because it's not that you can say devil is funny, this, that, don't say it's not wise. There's God operate on legal ground. So say that we stand what we are saying.
Praise
so,
the Lord bless. Sorry, but now, Ash, brother, yes, quickly.
I just want to give another one.
Okay.
When Jesus is your Savior. Remember God's Savior.
Remember God's Savior.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Every problem in your life will is settled. Not will be settled. Every challenge you are facing, maybe you have problem with lust of sex or lust of whatever you are facing, problem financial whatsoever, all together, God will not solve it tomorrow. It is to prove to your accuser, they have to document it. So when Brother Obed said verdict, when Brother Joshua said, when I'm still talking that, it was not, you can argue it. We are still talking. Okay. Bible even says Satan is the accuser of the brethren. We are brethren, no? He's still accusing. We are already brethren. I don't understand. I don't know who was sharing with me that it was Brother Joshua. Devil understands that he is going to lose, but he's still fighting. Like, can you imagine that? You don't joke with the devil. He knows he's a loser. But it's how we fight. You don't understand that kind of faith. Devil has faith, though, and he's hard working. He knows he is finished, but it's how we try. So as to bring, no, devil too can act as if he has forgotten. He acts as if he has forgotten. That's what they say. Remember God said. It is written. You know, in the court of law, what they say? Section 44. You are true. When a lawyer says, or judge says, section 4 of subsection, whatever, cap 17 of Nigerian law, you are true. There is nothing else. Why? Document is powerful. Does God not have memory? Why is there a book called Book of Life and Book of Books? To document.